call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have a question for the coaches. Running a little late already this morning, so I apologize for that. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the Northeastern Huskies, Bill Cohen. Good morning, Coach Cohen.
Morning, everyone.
Good morning. Quite a week for you guys. A couple of impressive victories, a 20-point win at William & Mary, and then you come home and pull away late to beat Delaware 76-64, moving to a tie for first place. Talk about the two games last week.
Sure. Well, we, you know, when the conference schedule came out, you know, we kind of looked at this weekend being really difficult one for us. One, because we had to go down to William & Mary, and that's always been a tough place for us to play. Obviously, Coach Shaver does an outstanding job. They're a really good team. They're always an execution team, and we knew that was going to be a difficult one. Then we had a short turnaround coming back to play Delaware, and two kind of contrasting styles as well, and I think Coach Inglesby has done an outstanding job of getting his crew to buy into what he's preaching and define roles and execute, and he's getting the most out of that group. So we went down to William & Mary and had a terrific shooting night, just one of those nights when the ball just goes in the basket, and you know, so we were fortunate to get out of there with a good win, and then came home and you know, as the law of averages would have it, we didn't shoot the ball well in the first half and found ourselves in a very close game. But luckily, the second half, we started to make some shots and able to secure the victory.
You touched on that shooting, 71% from the floor. I don't know if you guys even shoot that in practice many days, but that's an unbelievable performance. And then, as you said, 66% in the second half against Delaware, shooting over 50 for the season now in CAA play. What's been the key for this team to be able to shoot the ball so well in conference play?
Well, I mean, I think we have some pretty good shooters, but you know, I think when we play unselfish basketball and we play with space and pace to our offense and move the ball and get rhythm shots, you know, those shots tend to go in, and we got a bunch of those down at William & Mary and a few more of those in the second half against Delaware. And you know, it's always a challenge, you know, timing on offense is critical, and be able to make reads and share the basketball. But you know, this group is, you know, we had a young group and they're getting better, and hopefully they're getting a better understanding of how to play together.
We're here with Northeastern head coach Bill Cohen. If you have a question for Coach Cohen this morning, just hit star one on your keypad. Obviously, the second half of the Delaware game, Donnell Gresham came up big, all 17 of his points in the second half. He's a guy that's certainly battled injuries throughout his Northeastern career and then got off to a good start and kind of been up and down this year. When he plays the way and gets on the kind of role that he did on Saturday, what does he add to your team?
Yeah, I mean, he's you know, just you know, great teammate, hard worker. As you said, he's had some injuries, you know, and he's battled through it, which speaks to a little bit of his character and work ethic to be able to stay in there. But you know, he's got great confidence as well, and he doesn't shy away from big shots, or you know, he's got a, you know, steady demeanor out there and gives confidence to his teammates. So, you know, it's no surprise that he stepped up when we needed him to. He's done that throughout this year. And, you know, that's the beauty of our lineup, I think. You know, we certainly have guys that are our leading scorers and so on, but we've had multiple guys lead us in scoring, multiple guys step up and make big plays for us. And that's what, you know, that's what you need if you want to be successful.
Is this team as good, as you said, you look at your stats, I think only two guys in double figures, but like you said, you guys seem to be getting it up and down the lineup. Does this team maybe understand its role? And you talked about how unselfish they are, but you got guys that really understand their roles as much as maybe any team you've had for a while?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think it's as balanced as we've had. You know, we've had some teams with some really high-end players, like last year when you look at T.J. Williams, Player of the Year, and so on. You know, there's a big, you know, gap between him and the, you know, fourth or fifth best guy. And now I think this team, we just have a lot of, you know, good, solid players, and you know, with positive attitudes and guys that want to win and want to do what's necessary to win. And so when you have that, you know, you have to rely on the strength of the group and be able to share the ball and not predetermine who's going to get you know, the lion's share of the shots or so on. Just make sure that, you know, we're playing good team first basketball.
Your team heads out on the road this week, where you guys have been really good, 3-1 in conference play so far, but a couple of tough tests going to Hofstra on Thursday and Drexel on Saturday, and a rematch against Hofstra team. You guys had a heck of a game with them, 71-70 at your place. Talk about that game and some of the keys for your team on Thursday night.
Well, Hofstra, in my opinion, is one of the more talented teams in the league, and when you talk about Justin Wright Foreman, you know, he's at the level of a Marcus Thornton or one of those really, really talented guards that just has the ability to score. You know, I don't care what type of defense you're playing on him. You know, he just gets buckets, and he's a tremendous talent. And they have a, you know, great rebounder up front, and some long and athletic wings. And Eli Pemberton's playing really well for him. And they're explosive offensively, and do a great job of keeping you off balance on defense with, you know, switching defenses. Coach Mihalik's done a tremendous job since he's been in the league, and, you know, a proven winner. And, you know, we'll have our hands full down there. And then, you know, on the back half, you know, we go to Drexel, and, you know, it'll be our first time competing against them. But they've had some tremendous wins, both in the non-conference and, you know, proven that they can compete at a really high level. So it'll be a challenging weekend for us.
All right, Bill, thanks as always for taking time with us today, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks. Have a great day.
All right, you too.